man, I just woke up from the biggest nap. We got a sleepy boy over here. I've been napping for about, nigh on 2 months at this point.
Nylon. He's been napping in nylons, his thigh-high nylons.
Nothing else. Nothing else. Just fully nude, knee-high socks. Been asleep for two months. What fucking month is it? Maybe three months?
It's only
months?
Been 2 months. It feels like it's been a year.
It does feel like it's been a year. Well, okay, the last episode came out in July, the end of July.
It's October! the gap from July to October is crazy.
It really is.
That's a long... It's not that long. Like, July... August, September, October, 3 months. And you think like October to December are like right next to each other. But July to October are they're like lifetimes.
Because it's like you're in the middle of summer to the peak of fall. But the peak of fall happens early in fall, not at the middle of it.
Maybe it's different for people in different like weather bubbles too.
That
like
could be it.
We experience all four seasons, so it's very distinct for us when that change happens, but some places probably whatever. Whoa, what's going on YouTube? It's been a fucking minute. I'm sure there's 90,000 of our listeners.
We're more popular than ever before.
A mere 90,000 of our total listeners, which is a larger number.
Yeah, they say if you want your podcast to be successful, you should be consistent with it. But I said, fuck the rules. We're going to leave the
just
people...
Just when we hit our stride, too, I think. we had the new logos. We had two doozies in a row. The Giants one. Well, Kanye Quest and then the Giants one. And we were like, let's do... And then just... Dead silence for 3 months.
We finally figured it out. Here we are. We got the new theme song, the new cover art. We're fucking ready. We're going to take this more seriously than ever before. Crickets.
Meh. See you later.
Crickets for 3 months.
That was the conspiracy. What happened to the realists? Life. You ever hear of this thing called a full-time job?
You ever go outside and touch grass? That must be nice. I don't have time because I'm so busy. I keep artificial grass on my desk that I touch to feel alive.
I just run around with grass. I cover myself head to toe in mayonnaise and cover myself with grass.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I won't get to experience it, so that's my contingency.
Why the mayo?
Just something for it to stick to. It could be any number of things, but okay. If I get a little hungry, I have some
mayo. You just had the mayo, and you were like, oh, well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, nobody, I'm not a big mayonnaise guy. So if I have a bottle of mayonnaise, it's going to be there for a while. And it expires soon, so I only have one option, to cover myself head to toe in it.
Well, technically, you could cover yourself head to toe in expired mayo.
Yeah, I don't want to play that game.
That's what happened last time. We don't have to get into it, but it was not.
No, that was totally isolated incident. However, touching grass, not a thing we can do. We're busy people. That was the point of that.
Yes. Busy, busy, busy boys.
Beavers. Boys.
Collecting all that honey.
I'm not a beaver. I'm not a beaver. I swear to God I'm not a beaver, so
Nick's,
shut up.
Nick's not a beaver, so don't leave it to him.
I don't know why he's bringing it up, because I'm not a fucking beaver.
He's never even said the word damn. He can't because of his buck teeth.
All right.
Welcome back to fucking conspiracy realists, boys and girls and everyone in between and outside. And that should cover the whole spectrum. But yeah, fucking welcome to the party, folks. We're here. And you might be thinking to yourself...
You can't see it because it's audio only, but there be mad bitches grinding on us right now, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, but every now and then we have to be... Shh, shh, hey, shh, hey, we're recording a podcast, but keep the party going, but shh.
It's hard because they are dogs, and the dogs, they don't listen that well.
Right. They're always like... Woo, woo, woo. And we're like, shh, shh.
And they're all female dogs, so they have a little attitude, you know what I mean?
It's like a silent disco, but instead of the disco being silent, it's like, I guess it's just like being at a disco.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
And you can't spell Discord without disco.
Without disco.
So.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. That's what it's all about. I'm Austin Harvey. He's Nick Sarnelli.
Boy, Nick Ladd.
He's Nick Ladd. Not to be confused with the famous hero Dick Ladd.
No, totally different. I wish. I live in the shadow of Dick Ladd.
Or his trusty companion, Lick Ladd. And then, of course, you've got to go down the line. You've got Sick Ladd, you've got Flick Ladd. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today, we are going to be talking about a funny little thing I came across. It's called Havana Syndrome. But not like the Camila Cabello song. Though they do share the similarity of being noise and related to Havana. And that's about where the similarities end. I know I briefly mentioned it to you over text, but before, you know, prior to the last 24 hours, is this a thing you'd ever heard of?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay. Because this one only started in 2016, and it's only a conspiracy theory in the regard that people have theories about why it's happening, but we know that it is like a definitive condition that people suffer from. And if you Google it right now, like, people are constantly releasing new articles about Havana Syndrome and constantly talking about it, and there's always new updates every single day. So this is like very topically relevant, but also super fucking weird. And spoiler alert, there is no answer. Like, we don't know why this is happening. So it's kind of a weird middle ground between, like, yeah, it is a conspiracy theory because there are conspiracy theories about it, but the actual, like, core thing that it's based around is very much real.
Got it.
But enough lolly gagging.
Sorry, big lolly.
Oh, big lollipop. See, my mind went to, like, lolly, like
anime
style.
All right, take a laugh. Like, Austin's in jail for the next 5 minutes, so please stand by. Austin's in fucking Discord jail. Somebody better post his bail. Okay, it's going to be me. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, welcome to Discord jail. Hey, Discord jail, cop, I need to get my friend out of there. What'd he say? He said an innuendo about lollies. Oh my god, what a sick freak. I know, you're telling me. Anyways, we got to get this guy out of here. We're in the middle of a podcast. Whoa, you're in the middle of a podcast? Yeah. And you're white?
In the middle of a podcast.
And you're white? Okay, come on.
And you're white?
Come on, get him out. Get him out, boys. He's got a podcast. All right, so lollygagging aside, sorry for that side quest, but, you know, those kind of things that happen whenever you're at the whim of Discord cops.
He did gain 3 levels on the way, though, so that was pretty dope.
It's all about the XP. It's all about the grind. Anyways.
But yeah, without, you know, now that I've prefaced, you know, everything about it, but never actually explained what it is, like a good poster. A good podcaster. I'm going to go top my drink off. Okay. Getting back into it. Havana Syndrome. It is a condition that first appeared in 2016 in, obviously, Havana, Cuba. Basically, a bunch of American diplomats and intelligence officers, or, you know, spies, all reported while they were in their homes or apartments, they felt this burst of energy. They felt like an invisible blast of energy is how they described it, and heard a loud popping noise in their ears, and then subsequently suffered from a range of symptoms, including dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and anxiety, and even more long-lasting cognitive difficulties and memory loss. The initial cases emerged during a time when the United States and Cuba were trying to mend their relationship during the Obama administration, but as a result of this Havana Syndrome spectacle, I don't know if that's the word for it, I wouldn't say disaster, but just the occurrence of it, it added strain to those, like, mending relationships. between the United States and Cuba. But since then, cases of Havana syndrome have popped up all over the world. In 2018, the State Department reported that potential cases in China had occurred and then evacuated State Department employees from Guangzhou. That same year, Havana syndrome was reportedly affecting diplomats in Russia, Poland, Georgia, and Taiwan.
American diplomats? So it's only and is then, it only affecting Americans?
Only American diplomats.
Okay.
In every situation, no matter where they're stationed in the world, it's only affecting American diplomats.
Okay.
Even just last year in, like about a year ago, last fall, the CIA evacuated an intelligence officer in Siberia for showing symptoms of Havana syndrome. And then last October, two more Americans in Bogota, Colombia were affected, and several in both Geneva and Paris. At first, everyone assumed that it was the result of an attack by like a sonic or acoustic weapon. And then later on, the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine all determined that it was the result of a pulsed radio frequency energy. But as of now, no one has officially declared like any one country or foreign power responsible for it. So
it's basically like a slow moving death ray. Like it's like it hits you and then you just start developing all these like bad illnesses and symptoms that are like mainly deal with the deterioration of the mind and body.
Pretty much. And it's like the way that people reported it was that they would be like sitting on their couch in their apartment and they'd just feel this like they'd hear a loud noise and they'd feel this like burst of energy, which I can't think of a better way to describe that other than a burst of energy, but that's not like a thing.
Right, that anyone has a reference point to.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, imagine that time you got hit by like a burst of energy.
Well,
felt like that. That's every
But the fact that they all said right. It.
So I imagine it's like enough. I'd imagine it'd be like a strong gust of wind, but
that you feel like inside and outside.
Yeah. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Has anybody that has had it and like got these like shitty symptoms from it like died? Because I feel like, is it like they hit these officials and government employees with it so that they die quicker? Or like, is that like...
I don't think there have been any reported deaths, but I admittedly also haven't looked at...
So they just go fucking loony or like just like senile or...
They just kind of feel funky for like a bit.
And then it stops?
I gotta check on that real quick. A Google result. What does Havana syndrome do to you? Unexplained illnesses and symptoms including hearing and vision loss, memory and balance problems, and headaches and nausea, but it does not seem like anyone's died yet. And the U.S. government has not released an official number of affected people. Media estimates are somewhere over 200. So it's still like, it's not like a widespread thing, but it's weird that it only affects Americans working government jobs in foreign countries.
It's very strange, very small circle.
Right. Here's NBC reported that victims of Havana syndrome felt the sensation of being hit by an invisible pressure wave while inside their homes. And one theory was that someone had been going around with a portable microwave device that could cause like a really intense, like basically imagine someone sitting outside your home with this big like
subwoofer,
microwave ray gun, yeah, like a big fucking subwoofer, and just like, and it just fucks you up. But then there was the question of how could anyone power that,
yeah,
as a portable device, because that would require an immense amount of power. And officially, the U.S. government has said, like, that no foreign power is at play here, so it's not like we can be like, oh, it's the Russians, or it's the Chinese, or it's the North Koreans. It's just like a thing that keeps happening, and nobody knows why.
Very strange.
And then I found out that the University of Pennsylvania conducted an examination of 40 people who were affected by Havana Syndrome, and in all of their brains, they found abnormalities.
All of them. So something happened.
But the CIA has officially been referring to these as anomalous health incidents, but they've also been unable to attribute them to any known medical or psychological condition. And I'm doing a quick Google to pull up this thing I found. So as I've been researching this, I came across 7 different theories about what might be causing it. The first one is that there are secret sonic or ultrasonic weapons. Apparently, German police are investigating an alleged sonic weapon attack against the staff of the U.S. Embassy in Berlin last year, which also featured incidents of Havana Syndrome.
That's suspicious.
It is, but all that happened in that incident was that 2 different United States officials were unable to work after complaining of nausea, severe headaches, ear pain, fatigue, and insomnia.
Yeah, that could happen to anyone.
It could be any number of things, and it's only 2 people.
Yeah.
The second theory was electromagnetic energy and ultrasound waves. Apparently, U.S. intelligence officials in February of this year said that a high-tech device shooting pulsed electromagnetic energy or ultrasound waves could be causing at least some of the cases of Havana Syndrome.
Okay.
The third theory, an unidentified weapon.
Well, sure.
I mean, I think the first 2 things would fall into that category as well.
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess it hasn't just been Americans, because Canadian diplomats and their families who lived in Havana, Cuba, are suing the government, accusing Canada of being slow to react to complaints about health problems, including severe nosebleeds and brain fog.
Okay.
But, okay, let's take a sidebar on that for a moment. American diplomats and officials all over the world have been affected by this mysterious illness that we've called Havana Syndrome. And, like, 3 Canadian dudes who were in Havana are, like, suing the government now because of health problems that might or might not be related to this thing.
Yeah, that's... That's fucking crazy.
Imagine going somewhere, like, because you travel a lot more than I do. I hide in my office most days of the week, but you get around a lot. Imagine going to, like, Cincinnati. You get a cold and then sue your boss.
Yeah, like, that is just 9 shades of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, like, an abbreviated version of the story. I didn't read the full report.
I'm sure there's missing details, but essentially,
a claim filed by the Toronto law firm Waddle Phillips publicly stated, "The plaintiffs are clearly the victims of some kind of new weaponry or method of attack in which the harms, treatment, and prospects for recovery are still being discovered and developed." I think they're suing the Cuban government, though, because it says the Canadian government is defending the lawsuit. Right, so,
oh God, so weird. That is so weird.
So, like, yeah, so, like, 4 Canadians, I'm throwing out random numbers, don't take that for fact, but a couple Canadians got sick in Cuba, and they're now suing the Cuban government.
Ugh, I feel like that's so far removed from Havana.
Yeah, I mean, they were in Havana, but,
so,
like,
they're saying that Cuba is the one responsible
saying,
for Havana Syndrome.
Right. But, like, if you look at the other reports of U.S. officials who, I don't want to say contracted it,
experienced. But experienced.
Like, who showed, who experienced Havana Syndrome. They're in literally every country at this point.
Right,
so. Every major power that we would be associating with. Like, I don't think it's the Cuban government.
Well, fair enough, maybe.
Maybe. Theory number four, mosquito gas or toxins.
Oh!
In 2019, Israeli and Canadian researchers released a report raising the hypothesis that about 24 Canadian diplomats and their families may have been overexposed to insect spray as a plausible cause of Havana Syndrome.
Man, these Canadians really want to get to the bottom of
they
it.
They really do. At the time, apparently Cuba was really overdoing it, spraying for the Zika virus. But those affected said the report raises more questions than it answers. And Cuba denied any suggestions of attacks, which, I mean, doesn't mean much. But that also does not seem like a good theory to me because, like, you're not sitting in your walled-in apartment as people are spraying for the Zika virus outside, and you're like, ooh, I really felt that.
It's like, yeah.
Number five, crickets and stress.
Okay.
Many Havana Syndrome victims report hearing an odd noise before suffering symptoms. Some heard clicks. Others remember a loud noise or whirring. One heard rolling marbles.
Huh.
This article from Spyscape asks, could they have actually heard chirping crickets?
Maybe. But does that explain the other stuff?
Well, apparently that was the conclusion that the U.S. State Department came to in association with a group called JASON, all capital letters. They're a secretive group of science advisors who have been meeting since the Cold War. Which sounds to me like the Illuminati, but
that sounds very sketchy. And of course, they would say that to
I've never heard of.
Yeah, it was crickets. Before. It was crickets. I mean, everybody, shut the fuck up. It was crickets.
Yeah, off screen camera pointed at you. I just heard crickets. Turns out I've never heard crickets before in my life.
Man, they're more high-pitched than I thought. I don't know what the nosebleeding and severe degradation of my brain's about, but I heard crickets.
Sometimes crickets be chirping, and I be on the floor.
I fucking ascend.
Rise up out of my chair.
Cricket chirps hit me, and I just fucking have an out-of-body experience.
Apparently, Jason
Derulo,
they listened to audio recordings and concluded that the most likely source of the noise was Indy's short-tailed crickets. But apparently they weren't saying the crickets made people sick. They were just saying that explains the noise. Yeah.
So the noise that they were hearing while experiencing the other stuff was just like, oh, okay, that part was crickets. So that actually has nothing to do with the Havana Syndrome. But the Havana Syndrome happened separately. That noise that you heard was just the crickets, though. But all those other things were already happening. So you thought, oh, maybe this is part of it. I mean, crickets are loud.
Crickets do be loud, but so are cicadas.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can throw that out there too, but
what if it was government bioengineered crickets?
Ooh, go ahead.
They're shooting the pulses with their amalgamation of chirps.
See, now there's a good theory. That's a good theory.
I'm just looking at the evidence, man.
Hey, you're presenting it. I'm looking at it. I'm just coming to my own conclusions based on the facts that have been presented.
Do your own research. Do your own research.
It's facts.
No
facts, bro. Where the fuck am I? Jason
Derulo.
Jason attributed the actual cause of the symptoms to what they called psychogenic illness, which on its own is a controversial theory, but historical examples of that have happened. I think I forget what year it was. I off the top of my head, I want to say 1518. And if I'm going to Google it real quick,
1518.
And if I'm right on that, oh, it was. It was 1518.
What the fuck was even happening in 1518?
In 1518, the city of Strasbourg underwent this, what has been described as a dancing play.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Right? Okay, yeah. So, like, a bunch of people just started dancing for, well, apparently, somewhere between 50 and 400 people took to dancing for weeks, and no one knows why, and they, it's, like, one of the most infamous examples of, like, mass hysteria in history, and it's so fucking weird. Like, people were just, I mean, it is, it's exactly what it sounds like. People were dancing, and they just never stopped. Like, no matter how hungry they were, no matter how bad they had to go to the bathroom. Like,
they had to keep dancing.
The other thing, I don't actually know if any music was being played.
What if they were just covered in fire ants? Slowly being eaten away.
I mean, even the Encyclopedia Britannica says, Dancing Plague of 1518, an event in which hundreds of citizens of Strasbourg, at the time a free city within the Holy Roman Empire, now in France, danced uncontrollably and apparently unwillingly for days on end. The mania lasted for about 2 months ending as mysteriously as it began. So they just, for 2 months, everyone in this town just danced. Some people died, and then they all just stopped. All
right, that's probably enough dancing, huh, guys? Yeah, I'm done. You done? Yeah, I'm done, too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they got to the point where they invented the robot, and they were like, what are you doing? What is that? And he's like, I don't know.
Wait, what did this have to do with Vanna syndrome?
Oh, psychogenic illness.
Oh, psychogenic illness. Okay. That makes sense, then. Okay.
Yeah, so the apparently secretive group of science advisors known as Jason attributed Vanna illness to psychogenic illness, meaning that mental stresses cause physical syndromes, cause physical symptoms, much like what happened in 1518 when the dancing plague happened. So it might just be one of those things where it's like a weird mass hysteria kind of situation. But again, weird that it would happen in multiple places all over the planet.
I feel like there's too many specifics. Like, the dancing plague makes sense because it impacts a specific area for a specific amount of time. This is like fucking pinpointing people.
Right. And it's not, yeah, it's not everyone who works at a U.S. embassy.
It seems
in
specific
country.
On all of
it's like a couple people there. Yeah. Versus, like, yeah, the dancing plague was one town. Granted, weird.
Oh, yeah,
still
very,
fucking
but
bizarre.
I understand the principle of a psycho whatever, psycho gussy, what'd you call
psychogenic
it?
Psychogenic illness. Well, this is upsetting. Number 5 was crickets and stress, and they reference psychogenic illness in that. And then number 6 is mass psychogenic illness.
Well,
fuck me. That's not 7 theories. That's borderline 6
okay,
and a half.
We'll factor in my theory about the genetically altered crickets, and that's
that's 7. The 7th
yeah,
one.
Because this...
Honestly, that's as
well. Yeah, honestly, it has a little more connective tissue than.
I mean,
some
we've seen what like, we've even talked about fucking
crickets. Yeah, we've talked about
animal
fucking
experiment.
Crickets.
We've talked about we've talked about fucking crickets.
Them legs,
specifically one, and his name's Jiminy, and he has a top hat.
He's very dapper. When we're talking about Jiminy Cricket specifically. I feel like it kind of transcends the shame.
You know what? You know what's a real shame? Pinocchio will never grow up. Imagine being 100 years old and still a little boy.
And not even a real boy. And wearing women's underpants.
And every time you lie, your nose gets bigger. So you're like, you know, you walk into a bar. They ask, yeah, let me see your ID. You show them your ID. It's like, I was born in 1906, right? It's fucking 2022. I'm so old. And they're like, yeah, you are, but everything about you is a little boy. And you're like, oh, come on, man. I've had a drink before. And then your nose grows and he's like, oh, I don't know about that, buddy. And you're like, ugh, And then some girl's like, hey, are you made of wood? And you're like, yeah, yeah, I am. And she's like, that's cool. And you're like, yeah, it's been really good. And then your nose grows again, but also your dick grows because you're horny. And then she's like, haha, look at this little boy. And then she goes home and you're like, this isn't a life I wanted. I just wanted to be a real boy.
Does Pinocchio's nose, does it like reset after, is there statute of limitations? Or is it forever growing from every lie he's ever told and never going back? Like it's every time he lies, it just gets bigger.
I was under the impression that like if he told a lie but then redacted it.
It would
reverse. Like if I was like, I'm 6'1", my nose would grow. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm 5'11". And then it would like go back.
Okay.
The same amount. Based on the, and it, does it grow based on the severity of the lie?
I don't think so. I think it's like a flat, like a lie is a lie and a truth is a truth. You know?
It's just like a half inch every time.
If any Pinocchio experts out there want to, you know, let us know.
If anyone knows about the fundamental basics of Pinocchio's like biology, weigh in.
Yeah, I mean, there's different iterations too. So I mean, I guess it's sort of a moot point, but
yeah. But, like, if he comes out and he's like, oh, Trump won the 2020 election, how much does that affect his nose growth versus him coming out and saying, like, I had a yogurt bowl for breakfast when he actually had cereal?
I, as far as I know, I don't think there's a difference.
I don't think anyone's ever asked this question.
I think we're the first people to think about Pinocchio for more than 5 minutes.
I think we're the first people to ever ask how much Pinocchio's nose grows.
Well, all right, let's at least... Pinocchio's nose goes back to normal when he learns not to lie and be a good child for Geppetto.
Okay, but I can learn not to lie.
How long does it
and
take
and still
for
lie?
If it stays long for more than 4 hours, he has to call a doctor. That's the top answer.
What happens if Pinocchio takes Viagra?
It shrinks back down after he tells the truth. And then the last one is after he comes.
Is Pinocchio a victim of Havana Syndrome? Is Havana Syndrome a victim of Pinocchio?
Aren't we all just puppets with a syndrome?
I'm sorry, there was a seventh. There is a final theory about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
we got one more. Daddy. It's functional neurological disorders. These are illnesses caused by neural pathways that are inhibited or created in such a way as to cause a person pain, loss of motor control, sensory problems, language issues, fatigue, and other symptoms.
Fatigue?
A man named Robert Ballow, he's a UCLA professor of neurology, said certain things... the brain does go haywire. I promise you, Nick, I am sober enough to be reading this. He said certain things the brain does go haywire. And if that sounds that sounded weird when I said it. If it sounds weird to you, that's what this man said.
No, that doesn't sound weird.
Okay, maybe it was just the way I read it. Certain things the brain does go Yeah. It really does come down to inflection.
Well, haywire, you know, it goes kooky, crazy, bonkers, bong, bong, bing, bong.
Yeah. Yeah, so certain things the brain does go haywire. Given that our brain has 100 trillion neural connections, that should not be surprising.
That's a few. Had more beers on a Saturday, you know what I mean?
Oh, sorry. But then the article ends saying there are plenty of other conspiracy theories, including that Havana Syndrome resulted from some sort of eavesdropping device gone awry.
Some sort of pulse-emitting machinery that was eavesdropping on some sort of information, and it hit him with a big, invisible bagunga. And then they get, like, what are the symptoms? Like, I feel like the symptoms are pretty vague here. It seems like a bunch of different shit. Like, it's, I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it generally just comes down to, like, you're tired, a little bit dizzy, nauseous. Like, all of these things can be attributed very strongly to something else. And then on the more severe end of the spectrum was memory loss and oh, cognitive difficulties, which is like a very general. I, yeah, I mean, it's just a weird. like, I don't even know what to say about it. I read this very long Wall Street Journal article that was all about Havana Syndrome and broke down all of the different cases of it. And CNN has multiple articles. This one's from September 25th of this year. CIA doctor hit by Havana Syndrome says he was in disbelief as he suffered what he was investigating.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if we took the time out of our lives to, like, look at each case individually and compare and see all the similarities and the whatever, I'm sure it's probably sort of alarming.
Right. But it's also, like, Al Jazeera in January of this year, CIA finds most Havana Syndrome cases not work of enemies. So, like, if it's not... It'd be one thing if a prominent theory on this was, like, that it was, you know, Russia, for example. Like, that would be concerning, because it'd be like, oh, God, what are they, you know, what technology do they have? What is this? But pretty, like, everything I'm seeing, Slate, February 1st, 2022, if a weapon didn't cause Havana Syndrome, what did? And it's like, yeah, what is this thing that's affecting... Again, very specific groups of people, like only American and apparently some Canadian, maybe government officials who are put in jobs not in America.
That's where, yeah, it gets into like Illuminati shit, like Dark Secret or like Jason Derulo, for example. So that's where it goes above our heads.
Yeah, you and I are fine. Like, we don't have to worry about this, but like... It's weird. It's a very weird thing. And there's just no one has been able to figure out what might be causing it. Like, everyone's just like, microwaves.
It's a pretty crazy thing to not know what's causing it.
It seems like something we should really be looking into.
But where would you start with something like that? And if anybody knows anything, they're not telling any of us yet.
So this is one of those, yeah. But that's, I mean, this is very new. Like, basically 2016, if you're discluding the dance hysteria comparison. So it's been like 6-7 years. Like, we will live to see maybe the answer.
Yeah, that's what I think so interesting about this one is it's like, it's the first thing we've talked about that's like actively ongoing as far as the investigation into it is concerned. And so there is no conclusion to be had here. It's not like you and I can be like, we figured it out. This is what, but like, I can't describe it in any other way other than weird.
Yeah. I mean,
or bizarre or at least synonyms.
Yeah. Like, just like very, very, very bizarre.
That's all I got. That's all I got to say about this one. I like wish there was more to be said, but. Shit, man, like it's weird and it's been 3 months, so I'm a little bit out of touch.
Yeah, fair enough. Me too. Sorry about the Pinocchio thing.
No, I feel good.
you gotta put Havana Syndrome / Pinocchio Theory as the title.
Because people be like, how, what the fuck is that all about?
Oh, they just go on a ridiculous tangent in the middle.
Dude, I'm just saying we're not talking enough about Pinocchio's nose.
Saying someone's got to start the dialogue, and we're starting it here.
So, yeah, thanks for listening to Conspiracy Realists. If you're still here after the 3-month hiatus, if you're new, sweet, welcome. And if you're Austin Harvey or Nick Sarnelli, good job on this week's episode, boys.
You got back on the saddle.
You did it.
Yep.
You fucking did it.
We dared to be creative.